gonna need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me, cause I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same.
Good morning and welcome to Boat Smart on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We always do this on Friday mornings, just a little after 10 a.m. You can find out everything you ever wanted to know about boating and boat safety and the mechanics of boating, because we've got two experts in the studio this morning with us, sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. We have Stefan Schmidt here, who is a Marine Services instructor at Georgetown Technical College, and we have Bill Kidwell here, who's a Marine Services expert from Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. How you doing, Meg? How y'all doing out there in Pensacola listening to us this morning? Hope y'all are doing well.
It's a good day. It looks like we'll have some sunshine. We're still getting those spotty summer showers,
yeah,
but that shouldn't
okay.
keep you out of the water.
Yeah, I'm planning on maybe going out tomorrow. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I actually went out last Sunday.
How'd that go?
For a little sunset, and it was beautiful. Gator loved it. So he had a great time. We actually,
Gator's not a gator, by the way. You need to explain that Gator is your bulldog.
Yes, Gator is my bulldog, my pit bulldog, my Staffordshire Terrier.
Mm-hmm.
And by me talking on the show, we were talking on the show about dolphins.
Right.
We saw a bunch of dolphins,
I know.
He was looking at them, and it was just great.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
I love it.
He had a great time.
Yeah, you start to wonder, because the dolphins sense when dogs are on the boat, and
yeah.
they'll come up really close, and I think, are they communicating in some way?
I bet they are.
They look like they're smiling right at the pup, and the pup's tail's
wagging. Yeah.
And yeah, there's something going on there.
I think so, too. So, yeah, we had a great time, and he sure enjoyed it, and it was a good sunset, so I got some video of that.
Nice.
And pictures and all that good stuff. And, yes, you are listening to Boat Smart. It is a text-in show. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. We're going to do a couple giveaways today. One's going to be a little different than the other. Bill's going to do one. I'm going to announce one, so that's a big announcement I'm going to do here.
Okay.
And we're going to do that in just a second, but we want to talk about our sponsor, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine, located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com. Remember, they are your Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, MerCruiser, Repower Center. They can service all those products for you, and they can also take care of your boat accessories and a bit of trailer work and that kind of stuff as well. They have highly trained technicians over there at Key Marine, and several of them are my previous students. So
highly trained.
Right, so you know, it's just awesome to see my students out in the field working, and we're just placing them all over the place, you know, all the way up to Nebraska and Maryland. We have them in Mississippi and Alabama, and so many of them in not only northern Florida, southern Florida, all over the place. So we're placing them in different places all over.
Something
the area.
To be proud of.
It
for
is.
Sure.
It really is. So if y'all, most people know, school started back.
Yes. Are you back?
I am back. I am W-O-T. What's W-O-T, Meg?
Without something.
Bill? Wide open throttle, Bill says, and he is correct. That is not our trivia question, though.
Okay, good.
So, yeah, we started Wednesday, and we came into class on Wednesday, and I'm going to have to tell you what, with 2 days, okay? So, and 2 days of a lot of work going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been crazy for 2 days.
I believe
so,
that.
Brand new students
that.
Coming in the classroom and everything. And as I start my new year, I try to set the tone for the new year. And this year, what I've done is we started with a word for this year, and the word is opportunity.
Oh, I like that
That's
word.
That's an awesome word.
Every
I like
year
that.
I do a different word. It can mm-hmm. be opportunity or, you know, different words, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this year, and it kind of falls in line with the school's doing as far as their word, you know, their motto about opportunity, right?
Right.
So providing opportunities for students. So that's what I told the students.
I like
but
that.
What I told them was that I'm going to help you with opportunity. It's up to you to what you do with that opportunity.
Very
you know,
smart.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's kind of the theme for the year. And the students seem to embrace that and all that.
I
so
like
we're
that.
Really, it's really cool how I try to, setting the tone is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Day one, How do you greet your students when they come in? Do you have that smudgy look on your face like, why are you in my class? Or are you happy that they're there?
I have one of those teachers.
Right. It's like you want to walk out of the room, right?
Right. You're thinking, oh, it's going to be a long year.
You know, and honestly, I've changed my tactics through the years, the way I do things, because I'm learning.
Sure.
And I continue to learn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now I have a lot of young students in my class,
wow.
16 and up, right?
16,
high schoolers,
really?
Yes.
Wow.
I got four high schoolers in my class, adults, military, prior military. You know, mm-hmm. I have all these people, prior law enforcement, all ages,
right?
And the way you approach them and the way you talk to them, you know, it sets the tone not only for the classroom but for their learning environment, right,
sure.
And how
yep.
they learn.
Mm-hmm.
So I am, you know, learning those students right now, and I'm just so proud of them because they're stepping up. My students that came back are working on the shop. They're doing some cleaning up and painting and stuff like that. So Monday, we're just going to start rolling. You
nice.
Know? So they're getting everything ready. 850-437-1620 is that number. Maybe you have a question for Mayor Bill. Maybe you want to get that trivia question that he's going to give, or maybe
mm-hmm.
this other deal that I got going on. We're
so
going to talk about that.
Keep
in
that
a little
number
bit.
Handy.
Yep. So, you know, the shout out for the students. Like I told them last night, and I think you have to encourage people. I said, you know, you guys have done such a wonderful job in 2 days. I literally feel like I've been there all week.
Wow, that's saying something.
Think about it. I transitioned from days, okay?
Mm-hmm.
My normal is nights, 4 days a week. I do about 10 hours, you know, 10-hour shifts 4 days a week, right,
right.
at night.
Mm-hmm.
And our daytime shift is 7.5 hours from 7:30 to 3, and now I'm transitioned to nighttime. So you have to readjust.
Of course.
Right? And they're readjusting coming off of summer school, and so there's a lot of adjustments going on. You know,
mm-hmm.
so it's really a good time.
Well, good.
So, yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah. So I know I'm not that excited about it, right? I'm always excited about it. I love it. So you need to tone it down a little bit.
Try to get, you know, motivated here, which, I mean, you know.
Always try to motivate. Always try to motivate. And I go around and try to motivate other teachers, too. You know,
I love it.
You know, how's your class going and all that stuff? So here's what I'm going to do, okay? So I want y'all, you're going to have to pay a little bit of attention here. I'm going to do a giveaway off of my Boat Smart Tricks of the Trade.
Oh.
Because here's why I want to do this, okay? I talk a lot about the shop, and I talk about these kind of things. I did a video. It's called Providing Opportunity to Marine Service Technology Students at Georgetown Technical College. It was a walkthrough video
mm-hmm.
where I started in the classroom.
Right.
I did a complete walk through the shop area, the overhang area, and I talked to the camera. And then I came back into the classroom and finished it off with some, you know, positive notes or what
mm-hmm,
have you.
Right.
So here's what I want my listeners of this channel of this station to do.
Okay.
I want you to go to Boat Smart Tricks of the Trade. You'll know you're on the right channel when you'll mm-hmm. see three Yamahas on the logo thing. It's called Boat Smart Tricks of the Trade. Find the video. I want you to subscribe to that channel. Okay.
I'm a subscriber.
All right. So you be a subscriber. I know how many I have because I checked it before I left. I'm not going to tell everybody right now. Okay.
Okay.
Then I want you to go to Providing Opportunity to Marine Service Technology Students at Georgetown Technical College. That video where I did the walkthrough.
Right.
I want you to like that video, and I want you to comment that you listen to Boat Smart on 1620 92.3. FM, and what's the other station, Meg?
It's 92.3, and it's 1620, and I should know. I don't know.
Oh, no. Where is that other station? Anyway,
oh,
go on there and say something that you did that. And what I'm going to do next Thursday during What Did You Learn, I'm going to pick names from that. Everybody that did that from this point forward, I'm going to pull a name, and what you're going to win is you're going to win a Marine Service UV 3D printed tumbler, a Marine Service UV 3D printed sticker, a Marine Service UV 3D
wow.
250 challenge coin, and I will either deliver it or mail it to you.
Wow.
Okay.
So,
and maybe Bill and Key Marine will throw a T-shirt in there too.
Okay. That sounds pretty good.
So we'll get that either mailed out or personally delivered, depending on where you're at. So do that.
Okay, that
right.
sounds like fun.
Whew, I am wore out.
It in
this
there.
Is how I talk during normal time. You know, school, I'm like, you know, I'm going crazy.
It.
But anyway, all right, I'm going to turn it over to Bill so I can take a breath.
All right.
And let him tell about all the great things that's going on out there at Key
and
Marine.
You know what, going forward, if you could just be a little more enthusiastic.
I'm going to try to. I'm
going
to work
more.
On it.
That would be good. This is Boat Smart, sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. And if you have a question for these guys, 850-437-1620. Bill Kildwell, tell us a little bit about what's happening over at Key Marine.
Okay, everybody, looks like it's going to be a nice hot weekend and all that. And just like Steph and I really get excited about what's going on and been in the business for a long time and not planning on quitting anytime soon, because over at Key Marine, as you all know, that I am the service manager over there, and I'm the one that's the most responsible for making sure that everything is done just right. Of course, I couldn't do it without all. It's a team effort, of course, and it starts all the way up front with Aaron, Dustin, and Kylie. They're up front getting parts and dealing with the admin part with warranty. Aaron handles the warranties and all that, and Dustin and Kylie are doing a big part of that as well. And then we, just like Stefan said earlier, we've got three of my technicians right now are from his class.
That is so cool. Yeah. I just think that's the greatest thing. It really is.
And also the owner came from Georgetown. It was
really
a little bit before Stefan. He sure did. And so we definitely rely on that program over mm-hmm. there. And if y'all watch the video that he's talking about right there, you'll sense the professionalism that's there and what's available there. It's unbelievable at all the motors that he has there and all that now.
Yeah, I thought that was a cool shot to see those motors lined up like that.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It blows my mind when I see it.
Well, first time I had not imagined that before I saw the video. That was pretty cool.
Right. And we're really excited about changing the way things are done. I think y'all have heard in the past, we really focus on the service aspect because we do not sell a new boat line. And so my techs are on it, and they don't get pulled away because the boat's got to leave, a new boat and all that. And so we're staying on y'all's jobs and making sure it's done correct the first time. And, yeah, so I just definitely wanted to give a shout-out to them because I was thinking on the way over here at how lucky I am to have that whole crew over there. And, yeah, it's an awesome show. And then there was a couple other things we wanted to talk about here if we had time. And I think Steph and I were going to talk about the major advantages of today's four-stroke outboards, what the advantages that they have over two strokes. Now, we do know that four-stroke motors were invented first, not by a lot, and then came the two-stroke motors. Then the two-stroke motors were typically in the heyday of boating because of the fact their weight and power-to-weight ratio can be a little bit better, but they suffered a little bit in reliability. I remember when the expected life was 400 hours.
Yeah.
So now we're seeing, 2,000 hours and all on the newer ones?
We scanned a motor. It was a four-stroke, but it has 3,000 hours on it last night.
And it all matters with the maintenance that you do and making sure that you're doing the best for that motor. But they can last that long. I think it has a lot to do, partly because of, advancements in technology and all, and just the manufacturing and all the tolerances and stuff are much closer. But the cost of operation is definitely a lot less when it comes to four-stroke motors, and the reliability is definitely there.
But the key to having your engine last that long, get mm-hmm. 3,000 hours on it, the key is Key Marine and getting them to maintain the engines. That's the big part is maintenance. The maintenance you perform makes the engines last longer, right, Bill?
It sure is, and it blows my mind. I get so many of them that, they take their boats to some other places. Not saying everybody's like this, but it's amazing at how many other places don't recommend the other things that need to be done to, to make that motor last longer. And we do suggest that all the time. It is not an upsell by no means. We just take that very seriously when it comes to, once we get your motor under our control and you're in our system, we definitely take it very seriously.
Yeah, and you could take your boat to one place and they say 100-hour service is X amount of dollars.
Right.
Then you call Key Marine and their 100-hour service is X amount of dollars. Well, their service is more than the other place, and you're thinking, why are they charging more? Well, they actually are doing more. Mm-hmm. So whenever you have a 100-hour service or any type of service done on your boat, get a list of things they're going to do because every shop is different, right?
Sure.
So you may be paying more, but you're going to get more. And it's gonna save you down the road.
Do you have a recommendation on how often someone should have their boat service? We're now towards the end of the summer. If they've never brought their boat in, wouldn't you recommend they come by now?
Well, it all depends. The periodic maintenance chart in your owner's manual does specify once a year or 100 hours, whichever comes first. A lot of people do get hung up on that 100 hours, but it's hard to do that in a year. But it is important to do that and to, you know, just listen to what we've got to say and the recommendations that are out there.
Mm-hmm. I was kind of chuckling because I was thinking, it was not hard for me.
I was just thinking, those folks at the Navy.
I'm putting 100 hours on my boat.
Those probably did it with those that were hanging out for the Blue Angels Air Show, put in 100 hours.
Yeah.
And I do have a few customers that will hit the pass, Pensacola Pass, with a freshly serviced motor and come back in about 4 or 5 days and need another service.
Exactly, yeah.
So they leave their motors running continue. So it all varies there, Meg, on exactly, you know, but the time, you know, aspect is important as well.
Okay, we've got a question in from one of our listeners asking this question for both of you. I have, I have an older Suzuki DF60 and found that the fuel water separator filter is full of water, but the motor idled fine on the hose. Should I be concerned about water in the fuel system on the motor?
Well, yeah, there's a good reason to check and see if it's made it all the way into the motor. A water separating fuel filter does catch some water, but once it gets oversaturated, that water is free to pass on. So I would be checking in the primary fuel filter basket and also in the VST on the DF60.
Yeah, and that's something Key Marine would probably have to do for you to check all that out. But also what you have to consider is, where did that water come from?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right? And if it's a continuing problem, you might want to start thinking about a few things. Does your fuel tank have a leak? Are your vent lines have a problem? The fuel stop, the place that you're getting fuel, may have water in their tanks. There's all kinds of ways water can get in those systems.
There sure is, and that's definitely something. I was talking to a customer just this morning. We're not focused on just fixing it now, but we're focused on correcting the issue. And it had the same thing to deal with water, discussing with him the things that he can do to avoid this expensive fix in the future. A lot of people take it for granted when it comes to the fuel systems. They think just like their car, but the fuel systems in boats are way different than cars. And they need a little bit more supervision.
Yeah.
Okay, great question.
A high percentage of the problems is fuel problems.
Oh, yep. Boy. Okay. Sure 850-437-1620. Now's the time to send in those questions.
That's for
These
sure.
These two are our experts.
You want to do a giveaway?
Yeah, we're just going to do that trivia question this week. And so the question this week is, what is the nautical unit of measurement for speed?
Oh, I know that one.
All right. I don't even know that.
I sure know that one.
and a lot of people do know that. You know, they still talk miles per hour in boats and all, but really the nautical term is what we're looking for.
Okay.
And the prize this week is, as always, OEM Mercury hat and a Suzuki key ring.
Okay, question again. What is the nautical unit of measurement for speed? 850-437-1620. Send that answer in. Be sure to add your email to that answer and your name, and then we'll have a winner in just a minute. I'll keep watching. And we did have another comment that came in, too.
Awesome.
It says, yes, Bill, that 90 Merc on Guy's Cobia is a Trojan. I have no idea what that means.
That's one of my regular customers, and I really appreciate them a whole lot. And, yeah, they depend on us to take care of their stuff as well, and they trust us a long time. I've got file cabinets lining the wall of the same kind of customers that put their trust in us for sure.
All right, we've got a winner because it came in fast. Mm-hmm. The question was, what is the nautical unit of measurement for speed? And the answer is...
Not.
Not, K-N-O-T.
And I think he's going to elaborate on that a little bit.
Yeah. So I like when I have an answer to a question, I like to do a little research on it. And I did a lot of research, but we call speed knots because sailors literally counted knots in a rope to see how fast they were going.
That's wild.
You know, like the big sailing ships and things like that.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yep, so they did that. So
I'm curious
you do a little research
that.
On that. Yeah.
Exactly how did they do that? Did they stretch a rope from here to there? And
so what they did actually put a board on the rope, and they threw the board over, and the knots were a certain portion away from each other.
Okay.
And they threw it over, and what they did is they had a timer of some type, and they timed it. And that's how they did it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they considered the speed of the boat. And I guess just like us, it's important to know how fast you're going to see when you're going to get somewhere.
It's very interesting.
It's pretty cool.
True.
Yeah.
And by the way, I didn't announce the winner. The winner is Mark. Mark D. So you are the winner of the OEM Mercury hat and Suzuki key ring. And where does he need to go to pick that up?
Okay, you can come over to our shop, 5621 Bauer Road, over there on the west end of town.
Okay, yeah. And thanks to everybody else. Everybody had the right answer this morning that texted
in. That's awesome.
So
thank you all very much for that. I love people that text in and call in and listen and all that stuff, so I appreciate that very much.
Okay, on a more serious note, got another question that just came in. How often should I run Seafoam in my outboard?
I know. How about never?
Never.
Oh, boy, you should
like
have seen
Seafoam.
Their faces.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll give my spin, and I'm sure he will too. For some reason, we have noticed that there seems to be a chemical reaction between that and aluminum fuel tanks that can have some very adverse effects there. There are other products out there that you can really depend on that, you know, originated in the marine industry that are much better than that. But I would stay away from Seafoam.
Yeah, no doubt. And I've had the same experience with that, you know. Huh. And people think that Seafoam is a miracle cure for everything because they kind of advertise it that way. Your injectors are plugged up. Your carburetors are plugged up. You're having fuel problems. Put 20 gallons of Seafoam in your boat, and it will be fixed, and you don't have to take it to Key Marine, but you end up taking it to Key Marine anyway, probably for a repower. But there's all kinds of stuff.
What is it good for?
Well, I use it to clean parts.
Oh, okay.
So that kind of tells you something, right? You know, I'm not a fan of it. I actually use StarTron. That's what I've been using forever. But you also have manufacturers that have their own. Yamaha has theirs, Mercury has theirs, and Suzuki has theirs, right, Bill?
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you use and it works, stick with it, but make sure it's a good product, okay? You're adding something and it's starting giving you problems, that's going to give you a clue.
Okay.
Yeah. I think a lot of it has to do with people in their past experiences using it in automobiles.
Oh,
and in
most
automobiles, you don't have an aluminum fuel tank.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but you still kind of be a little bit leery of something that claims that it can clean your injectors and take care of the engine oil and anything. But it really is a fuel additive is what it's designed for.
Yep.
Okay, so the original question was, how often should I use it? Doesn't sound like
never. The answer is never. The answer is to go ahead and get your tank, you know, fill up your tank and start using a good product.
Ethanol-free fuels.
Yeah, no doubt.
Right.
No doubt.
Okay, very
good.
And
a water separator, a 10-micron water separator for the right type of engine that you have. There are water separators for different types of motors, so outboards have different ones than diesel, so you need to pay attention to all that.
Okay.
Just by putting the wrong filter on your water separator filter on your engine, you can actually do a lot of damage if it's not the right one, because fuel flow and everything are so very important, right?
Right.
And if you're not getting the fuel flow at wide open throttle, you'd burn pistons and have issues. So there's a lot to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, there's a lot to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have about a minute or so left. Anything y'all want to touch on before we head into the weekend?
Well, I would like for you to go to Boat Smart Tricks of the Trade, find that video called Providing Opportunity to Marine Service Students at Georgetown Technical College. I want you to subscribe to Boat Smart Tricks of the Trade. I want you to go to that video and comment about the radio station. You listen to Boat Smart on 1620, 923, and that other station and that Meg can't think of right now. And I know I probably got her in trouble.
Yes,
and then
did.
I'll just turn it over to Bill.
And real quick, I wasn't here last week to give a shout out to my son's band, Ninth Avenue Brass. They did perform out at the beach on the Bands on the Beach last Tuesday night. And I wanted to thank everybody for coming, for sure.
All right.
That's cool. I've heard them before.
Turnout.
It's neat. Yeah,
yep.
That is really, very cool. Needless to say, I can't go to Bands on the Beach because I'm working nights again.
Oh.
So, yeah.
95.3 FM.
There we go. 95.3 FM.
I didn't want to give up the wrong line. It was
92.3 FM and 1620 AM.
Correct.
Oh, so there's 95.3 as well?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I didn't know that.
92.3, 95.3, and 98.
And you put our podcast up on the website as well.
That's right.
So, y'all need to put more signs in here. I see signs around. I need to have this visual.
Yeah.
So put them up there.
We need that.
It's a management problem, Meg. It's a management problem.
Oh, I like my job. Please, no help needed, okay?
Nobody listens to us anyway.
That's not true.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks, guys. This has been Boat Smart. You can also re-listen to this broadcast on our podcast page at newsradio923.com. Just click on Pensacola Expert Panel, and then you'll see the Boat Smart logo, the Key Marine, and you can check it out again if you didn't have time to take notes.
Exactly.
Lots of information today.
We'll see you next Friday.
All right. Thanks, guys, so much. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel.